You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the studio this morning, we have brand new artist, brand new song, very exciting stuff. We've got the wonderful Lola in here today. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm very good, thank you.
Good to have you up here. You've got a brand new track out called Portal with a fantastic music video. You were just saying you've had to put your phone on silent because it's literally just been released. So
yeah.
All the friends, all the aunties are texting.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah, my mum's really happy about it.
Nice, I'm very pleased to hear that. You want to have your mum give you the thumbs up, I reckon.
Number one fan for sure.
Tell us a wee bit about the way you write tracks, because I think there's something really like beautiful, dark, kind of spooky about this, but it's also got like a lovely pop glamour to it as well. What's the kind of space you start writing a song from?
It's honestly different every single time. Like, I will just get possessed at sort of like 11 p.m. and something will come to me.
Something will emerge.
Yeah. Yep. I do like take quite a big production role in my music now, which means that I sort of spend quite a lot of time at home with the little studio set up. This one was really interesting. So I just got possessed with the idea of having a 6/8 like metronome piano,
yeah,
and then having like 4/4 over the top of it, and then I was listening to like a lot of kind of Middle Eastern music and a lot of the kind of multi-dimensional pop artists from Palestine at the time. And I grew up with a lot of Middle Eastern music because my mum was a ballet dancer.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah. So I wanted to kind of combine that sort of like cinematic piano strings, like dark pop feeling with sort of Middle Eastern instrumentation, and that's kind of where it started. And then I took the song into studio with Carly Gill, who's half of K2Carlo, and we have like studio sessions twice a week together. It's amazing. And she's like an amazing percussionist, and she had a little bag of goodies with like castanets in it.
Oh, nice.
That kind of thing. So that's sort of the bridge section is full force Carly doing all the fun things.
That's so good. I like the idea of having a friend appear with like a magic bag of percussion. Feels like
it's literally a magic bag of percussion.
Yeah. You're just like, you do you. I trust whatever is going to come out of that process.
For sure. And just like trying lots of different things. And I don't know, I'm obsessed with sound and detail, and I think with my music, like the more you listen to it, the more you hear. So
yeah.
That's kind of the approach that I take,
Totally, and I think that there is something, that's what I certainly really enjoyed about this, is there's kind of a first impression, and then there is so much depth to the way it's being created, and also the way you're kind of using your voice in it, and the way that the lyrics are kind of playing it. That's a very, I think it's a very well-realized world that the video also kind of amplifies. Tell us a wee bit about the vision for that. What were you kind of thinking about or trying to translate into that space?
Thank you for saying that, by the way. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So the video, I kind of started with what the song was about. Obviously, it's like the most helpful starting place. So I wrote the song about falling in love and it being a really transformative experience for me. And I felt like through that person, I could be transported to like a new kind of spiritual or mental and physical and all of the things realm. And so it's kind of like about the transformative power of love. And I played around with a lot of different ideas, but I just thought, I'm just going to have the person that I made the song about in the video with me, because like that's what the song's about, you know?
Yeah.
And so decided to have these two characters like mirroring each other and have sort of slightly different energy. Like when you first meet somebody, you're not quite sure of them. You're not quite sure if you could trust them. And so the other person in the video, Zoe, she plays like a kind of more mysteriously dark role. And it's like, is she a good entity or a bad entity? And she's sort of like a siren in the video. And yeah, I just think it's really beautiful. There's a lot of like beautiful shots of the New Zealand natural environment. We used some of the shots are created with a probe lens, which is basically like the lens that like doctors use when they're performing surgeries, like the tiny little ones.
How did you get hold of one of those?
They're honestly actually not that hard to find.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
But I was just like, I want to get all these really micro shots of like moss and insects and all of this kind of thing, and like push the probe lens through them, so it feels like you're moving not through the actual insects, but like through the environment. So that it feels like we're playing with that, you know, like huge and tiny, and everything in the video is like directional towards like forward, nothing goes backwards, so it's like moving through into that place.
Wow, that's so cool. And such a nice thing to find tech that can help realize the idea you've got, especially when it's affordable as well. That's like the dream too.
Yeah.
But who did you make the video with? Is this self-directed, this video?
No. So I worked with my really good friend Hunter Blair, who is just like an amazing creative in his own right. And I've collaborated with him a number of times at this point. And he's almost like, kind of feels like my brother. But it's just really funny. So it's just like all women on the set and then him, and he's just like there, and it's like two girls like being hot, and he's just like there with the camera, you know. But he's just like,
you gotta have a safe person in that role, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But he's just so great. It's like made us feel so comfortable. And yeah, he like edited it with me, and like he colorized the whole thing. He's very kind of like a one man job. Like, it's never a big production with him. It's like just him and me, and we just lock in, and it's a beautiful thing.
That's so exciting to have such a cool group of friends and collaborators that you can just trust the vision with a wee bit, and know that you're leaning into them, and they can support you on those ideas as well. Must be quite a cool experience.
I mean, I think it's really important to me to like continue to work with like my friends and like my fellow creatives, because it's like I just want to like to bring everybody along on this journey with me, and I want to help them and they want to help me, and I think it's just a really beautiful like reciprocal thing.
Totally. Yeah.
And yeah, it's really important to me to like use opportunities to showcase other people as well. So yeah, Hunter is like an amazing artist, and I feel really privileged to be able to do this with him.
So sick. I'm so pleased for you. Where can people listen to, buy, download, stream Portal at the moment? Where's the best place to go?
So the music video is out on YouTube, so it released,
definitely do
I
that
think, like 20 minutes ago or something. And yeah, so you can search Lola Portal official music video and it will come up.
Perfect.
And the song is on all streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, all the things. Lola Portal, it'll come up.
Excellent.
And you can find me on Instagram, which is Lola_audio. I've got a lot better at the plug now. I had like a couple interviews this like at the start of this week, and it was just like a car crash.
The plug is stressful, but you nailed it.
Thank you.
You absolutely got it on lock there. You do have to be like, oh, where am I online, and I, what is my handle, I can't remember. But yeah, you did it perfectly there. We will also put a link to the video in the podcast after the show, so people can track it down there too. Is live performance something that's on the horizon for you at the moment? What's the kind of pathway there?
Yeah, so I don't know if I can say.
Watch the space, maybe? Okay.
There's something really cool that I'm working on right now that is live.
Cool.
And that's kind of, but it's, yeah, it's, I'm like really excited about it.
Big tings coming.
Big tings, yeah.
Big tings. Nice. Hey, Lola, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us about Portal. We're going to spin it now, and really recommend people check out the video later today. Have a great weekend.
Kia ora, thank you very much.
Eternal life.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.